So hello and welcome to the show. I am so glad you're listening today. I have such an inspirational dancer individual with me today. I'm just kind of inspired hearing her background. So why don't we just get right into the interview? And joining me today is Kira Baines, and she's a dancer and a teacher. So how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Erica.
What was it that started you off dancing? What was it that got you kind of into that mode when you were younger?
You know, it's really funny. My parents are actually immigrants. And so when I was 5 years old, my elementary school was hosting a talent show. And for some reason, I told my mom I wanted to dance. Had never danced before. It's really? Not something they really grew up with either. And executed the talent show well, I suppose, because everyone kept asking my mom afterwards, oh, where's Kira dancing? What is she doing? And from then on, my mom was like, oh, well, then I got to put this girl in some dance classes. And so I kind of just innately came up with the idea on my own. And ever since then, I had started training professionally in ballet schools in the San Francisco area. Yeah. And then that kind of transitioned on throughout the rest of my life.
That is so amazing. And, you know, I just got body chills because one of my volunteer activities when my children were little was running the elementary school talent show.
Oh, how neat.
At their elementary school. And I'm thinking, like, I wonder if I inspired anyone just by thinking they were great when they were five.
Well, yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll find out in 20 more years or something, you know, if like those little moments where you're just doing something kind of fun that you like doing and then all of a sudden pop, you know. I remember for me, I think I was 14 and one of my poems got published.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And then when I was in college, the same thing, one of my poems got published. I wrote a poem and someone put it on their book jacket.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like 19. I thought, wow, exactly. I was like,
yeah.
And he was like, when art begets art, because he had done a poetry reading, so I wrote a poem. And
right.
One of those things like where you just, it's a talent show and you're just dancing and you're like getting up and dancing. It's like, okay,
yeah,
this is fun.
And it kind of like when you get that affirmation, then you want to continue with it. And it's kind of something that you've innately built on yourself, but that,
yeah,
you know, that kind of community that people bring to things and that sense of empowerment kind of helps people push towards, I guess, their path.
Tell me if you're an adult and you wake up and you're feeling kind of sluggish and you don't really want to move, how can dance be something that, like, someone who's, we won't say my age, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, a few decades
totally.
More than other ages.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm going to say that every good day should start with some bulletproof coffee. Let's start there.
Starbucks. I love Pete's.
Pete's is good. They have some good coffee.
Pete's,
they really do.
Midtown in Palo Alto is a really good place.
Yeah.
Today, by the way, not to name.
But I do think, honestly, that's like a solid start, especially now that I am, you know, in my 30s. And I think just movement of the body, you know, I had danced for a really long time and I had transitioned my dancing more into fitness. And so it's still movement of the body. And it's still kind of that like mental push combined with the physical push that you kind of have to give yourself some days. You know, to be honest, today I worked out earlier this morning and it was just kind of one of those days where I felt good, but I felt a little tired. You know, it's Thursday. But I think that, you know, that mental challenge that I'm kind of giving myself kind of pushes me out the door to then kind of get the physical component going. And then once you're there, of course, it's like, I'm so glad I came. Once it's over, you're like, thank God I came.
You know, and it's really, I feel like
you feel super great for the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to talk about wellness and you're going to talk about fitness, it is something, it is a habit. I mean, it is a habit. And when you start allowing your brain to, and I'm not really a spokesperson for fitness. That's why I have to have all you guys come on to my show. I'm more of like an Italian cuddly type of individual.
Oh my gosh.
But I really do get like this energetic shift when one is moving. Why don't you talk a little bit about the bar and the bar method, and why don't you just explain what that is to people who've never even heard of it?
Yeah. So, you know, although I did dance, the transition to the bar method for me was truly, you know, it's kind of, again, one of those things, how I kind of started dancing. And then a friend of mine had just kind of years ago, about 8 years ago, had said to me, oh, there's this workout class, I think you'd like it, you know, because you danced. And while I was trying to find my next thing and my next transition, the bar method is actually has no kind of resemblance to dance whatsoever, which is kind of fantastic because it can really speak to multiple types of people, multiple age ranges, and multiple backgrounds on kind of, you know, your physical being throughout your life. And so the bar method is actually the original bar class. So I'm sure that people have heard of bar classes, B-A-R-R-E. They're getting very trendy these days. They've kind of been popping up in the last several years. But the bar method was established as a franchise in 2001. And it's been around for about 17 years now. And our founder is a woman. And so it's a woman-run and led company, which is truly amazing and empowering for all young women and women of all ages. She's our founder, and she actually started in a method called the Lottie Burke method. And Lottie Burke was a German dancer. And so Burr, who's the founder of the bar method, she was taking classes. She actually opened a couple of franchises in that method. And she was just a super rock star and was like, this is fantastic, but how can it be better? And so she kind of took the foundational pieces of the Lottie Burke method, moved out to San Francisco, and she created the bar method rooted more in physical therapy so that every single exercise and stretch you're executing in a class is beneficial to your body and also supportive for your body, which also speaks to people of multiple age ranges. So it's rooted in the physical therapy.
Mm-hmm. Where are you guys located in Palo Alto?
We are in Town and Country. So we're right in the back of the Town and Country Center, just kind of opposite Trader Joe's.
Okay, that's easy enough.
Yep.
You're Athleta, one of our sponsors, so that's awesome.
Yes. We're in and out of there quite a bit.
Keep close and then pop over and do your workout.
Precisely.
It's like, what could be easier than that?
Exactly. And then you can do your grocery shopping afterwards at Trader Joe's.
I know. It's like perfect. I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, actually, because I have to tell you, my other podcast hit 250,000 listens. And I was going to go speak to a big audience. And so I bought everybody truffles.
Oh, and they're the best at Trader Joe's.
I know. It's like, they're so good.
They are.
I know. Thank you for recognizing that chocolate is important too. I mean, we really
it definitely is.
But sometimes coffee and chocolate also have their place.
Exactly. And they go well together. So there you have it.
I love it, Kira. Thank you so much for coming. I feel like we just kind of scratched the surface. Maybe just give people, what else can you tell people just as our way of kind of saying adieu? Like, what are some other sort of just inspirations that you've experienced? Just one or two like inspirational moments you've had, maybe just remember back and share with our audience.
Yeah, I think it's really just taking those moments that really test you and challenge you in life to kind of come into your own and just work with the universe, because there's always a plan and a reason behind it. And someone like myself, who's kind of a planner and I love to be hyper-focused and organized, it's really been kind of life-changing for me to embrace those moments. And so many fantastic things have come because of them, and kind of just letting myself kind of seep into all of that and let the universe take me where I'm supposed to go.
I love it. That's so beautiful. Thanks so much for coming to the show. And why don't you let people know how we can reach you?
Thank you. Well, I'm always at the Bar Method, so you can kind of check online, check out our schedule if you're interested in a class. And if you'd like to reach us, you can also email paloalto@barmethod.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.